In the City Hall atrium, Mayor Kasim Reed encouraged several hundred city employees to spread the word about the exchange. He offered a strong defense of the law and the president.
All of this noise and back and forth and anger and rage is being directed at somebody that's just trying to make sure you have health insurance. Can you believe it?
Reed called out state leaders in a general way for not doing their part to educate the public about the law. However, Reed stopped short of criticizing Governor Nathan Deal, who opted out of a state-based exchange and rejected the law's Medicaid expansion.
I'm not going to try to persuade the governor to believe something that he's never going to believe. And he doesn't try to persuade me that I shouldn't support the Affordable Care Act.
Georgia's health exchange, which can be found on the web at healthcare.gov, went online October 1st, but remains plagued by technical issues. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.
And I'm Jim Burris.
Basically, what I'm doing is passing on the information to people that I know use the emergency room for treatment, for basic treatment.
City of Atlanta employee Pamela Hicks has insurance, but she knows a lot of folks who don't.
I didn't know any of this was going on. I didn't even know that you would get penalized if you didn't have insurance.
And the marketplace is going to ask that.
That lack of knowledge is why she stopped by this information table, staffed by navigator Alicia Diston.
Go to their employer and get health insurance.
Diston walks Hicks through the exchange process. She says most people ask the same questions.
You know, what are the premiums going to be like? How much is this going to cost me out of pocket? And if I don't like my job insurance, can I go to the marketplace? And
answering questions is all Diston can do for now. She's met all federal navigator requirements, but Georgia has its own test. And until the state issues her license, she can't help people actually enroll. Georgia now has certified 17 navigators, up from 3 just 1 week ago. Jim Burris, WABE News.